This is Lydia Johnson with our 2023 National FFA Proficiency Winner in Fruit Production, Entrepreneurship, and Placement, James Miles from the Appling County FFA Chapter in Georgia. And James, just to get started, tell me a little bit about your project.
Well, I grew up on a family blueberry farm. I've helped out there my whole life. It's been a monumental part of my career and my development as a person in general.
What's the scale of your farm and what does production look like?
We have around 400 acres of certified USDA organic blueberries in Baxley, Georgia, separated out into three different fields around the county.
And what does blueberry production look like? Just walk us through that process.
Well, first, you know, we take our cuttings and our clippings and we plant them, get our fresh crops. Then 2 to 3 years later, we have mature fruit-bearing trees. We then pick them, take them to a processing shed, process them, get them packed and ready to ship. Then we ship them out to our distribution center, and they go from there to the grocery store.
What does the yearly process look like for you? When do you plant? When do you harvest? When do you treat?
Well, everything starts right after harvest. So right after harvest, for the next year, we prune and keep up our plants and our beds. And then after that, we wait for the new growth to come. Then we have our flowers. And then after that, we have our fruit. And then we have to frost protect. Right before Easter is when we have our bad freeze in Bax in Georgia. So we're frost picked then. Then after that, around May, we pick and we process. And then from May to about August is when is our growing and packing season. And that's when we ship all of our fresh produce up.
And tell me a little bit about that packing processing process.
We intake our fruit fresh from the fields that day. They're packed either later that day or early the next morning. They're run through our destemmer, our blower, our grading tables, our soft sorters, our color sorters. They're put into fresh packed plastic clamshells. Then they're put into their cardboard boxes. They're palletized, and then they are put in our our cooling unit. And then from there, they're put on the back of a semi truck and taken to Alma, Georgia, where our distribution center is for Michigan Blueberry Grow Association. And then from there, they're distributed to the local markets and stores such as Kroger and Whole Foods.
And you mentioned that you guys do a significant amount of that is organic blueberry production. What's the difference in production of organic versus conventional?
The organic chemicals we spray are highly regulated. There's very few we can spray. We can't spray preemptively like many farmers can conventionally. We can't spray until we have a problem. Then when we have a problem, our resources to fix that problem are very limited as far as chemicals we can spray. Most of it's all natural, and then it's USDA certified organic, which means it's not just organic, it's regulated organic.
How long have you guys been doing both conventional and organic, and what kind of drove having both?
Well, we don't have any conventional. All of our blueberries are organic, USDA certified. We feel that it's cleaner, it's better for everybody involved. You know, you don't have to worry about eating something, having a snack in the middle of work. You know, you're in the field picking, you can pop one in your mouth and eat it. You don't have to worry about the chemicals that's been sprayed on it and washing it and all that. It just feels cleaner to me, and it helps bring an organic sense to the world we do.
Do you guys plant different varieties of blueberries, or is it just one variety that you use in all your fields?
We have, I want to say, 15 to 25 different varieties. That spaces out our harvest season from the months that we have. Instead of it all being localized at one time, it's spread out over the different, between May and August.
And when we're looking at the processing, are all of them sold fresh, or do you have any sold frozen or processed into other goods as well?
Majority of our stuff is packed out fresh and sold fresh. We do have our B-grade fruit that we do pack out as processed. That goes for other commodities such as, you know, your canned foods and stuff like that.
What does the day-to-day operations look like in this, and what are some of the skills that you've gained doing that through time?
My day-to-day starts around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I make sure our plant is set up and ready to run for the day. I calibrate all of our machines, I clean our floors, I make sure everything's up to code. Then after that, around 7 o'clock, we start bringing in our crew for our processing day. We process the fruit, I do the logistics, I do the quality control for that. I oversee the operations of our packing operation, and then we ship it out at the end of the day through 4 or 5 semi trucks.
Very cool. So are you in school? How do you make time to do all this?
Thankfully for me, it usually sits in our summer break for school. Right now I am in school. I study at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College for agricultural technology management, help bring in some more information and technology back to the farm when I graduate. But yeah, that's how I fit it in summer.
Very good. And you mentioned the application of technology in agriculture, especially in these specialty crop areas. What do you guys use in terms of technology on your farm in production now, and what do you hope to implement in the future?
Right now we use one drone for a little bit of surveying and mask imaging scale. We use a color sorter, which helps grade out more effectively with less human error. And then we use a soft sorter, which also helps eliminate more of the human error on the grading side. And it helps to ensure a better quality pack. In the future, I plan to just expand our varieties, learn what's out there, see what all we have to offer, and just see how I can better bring efficiency back to the farm.
And you mentioned that you're currently in college. How has this experience shaped your future plans? What do you hope to do beyond graduation?
After graduation, you know, I plan to come back and help, because at family farm, I plan to keep that tradition and make it better and the best I can throughout my lifetime, and hopefully give it to my children as a next tradition for them.
Is there anyone that you'd like to thank that's helped you get here with your project?
I would like to thank my mom and dad for all the support they have. I'd like to thank my advisor, Kelsey Marchant. She's been phenomenal in this whole process and helped me at every step. Jim Galvin, another great advisor of mine. Kevin Harrison, a great advisor of mine. And all of my friends and extended family that's helped supported me to get here.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on all your success, James, and best of luck in the future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.